our special guest, Ann Baxter. And here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've just come back from England. And it was a wonderful trip, and you wouldn't believe the size of those ships. A person can be lost for days and never be missed. But, of course, I wasn't worried. I always carry identification with me. A card that says, my name is Robert Hope. I live in Hollywood, California. If lost, please return me to Ava Gardner. But the trip home was fine, except the captain told everyone I was Bob Hope. I said, you shouldn't have done that. He said, I know. From now on, sleep with this life belt on. And what a rough trip. I won't say I got seasick, but by the third day out, I started looking like my passport picture. And that is a beautiful thing. It looks like Boris Karloff standing on his hands. Those English sailors take everything so casually. One man fell overboard and he cried, drop me a line. And the steward said, yes, old boy, and you must write to us now and then. But London is a lot like our New York. I was walking along Regent Street there when a man stepped out of an alley and whispered, you want to buy 10 yards of hot cashmere? What a place to meet my brother George. And I wanted to buy one of those little MGs to drive around in while I was over there, but they were all out of them. They were waiting for a shipment from America. And I met one poor fellow who's been living on nothing but carrots. When you meet him, he just looks up with his pink eyes and says, what's up, Doc? And some places, they've forgotten what meat looks like. In one small village, the waiter couldn't understand what I wanted when I ordered steak and mushrooms, so I drew a picture of a cow and a lot of big mushrooms. So he brought me a Bull Durham sign and an umbrella. But they do serve a lot of fish over there. They eat fish over there as fast as they can catch it. In fact, one place, I got a halibut so fresh that when I picked up my fork, he looked up and said, hold it, bud. Give me a chance to spit out the bait first. And on top of that, the fog is terrific. It's the only place I know where you can walk away and leave your hat hanging in the air. That is very penetrating. One morning I was having breakfast near an open window, and I complained that the coffee was very weak. The waiter said, don't be silly, I haven't put any in your cup yet. You've been drinking the fog. And he was an insolent fellow, this waiter. He's the one who brought me a hamburger, and when I said, how about my pickle? He looked me straight in the eye and said, yes, how about that? You know, the English have a lot of terms that are different from ours. I appeared at the Palladium Theater, and one night I saw an American and an Englishman taking their seats. The American said, why do you call these seats stalls? The Englishman said, well, you see the donkey who's appearing here tonight. We'll tell you when. Surprised to find the government has taken over the house I was born in, and it is now a national shrine. Well, it isn't exactly a shrine. It's next to a park, and it makes a nice place to drop in and wash your hands.
Gentlemen, Bob has just returned from Europe. I went along with him, and we had a wonderful time, especially on our trip home aboard the Queen Mary. So let's go back. The Queen Mary had just set sail from Southampton, and Bob and I were unpacking in our cabin.
Hey, Bill, How about this Queen Mary? Isn't it a wonderful ship?
Oh, it sure is, Bob. It's a lot different from the other boats we've crossed the Atlantic in.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, on this ship, the other passengers are people.
Well, at least we always had fresh milk.
Well,
See you later, Bill. I'm going up on the deck and enjoy some of this ocean air.
Okay, Bob.
Sailing, sailing over the ocean blue. Oops, oops. The wave's getting any bigger, lad. It's Mother Sills for you.
Gee, what a big ship. There must be 100 passengers sitting along here in these deck chairs.
Hi there, Bob.
What? Who? Why, it's Ann Baxter. Hi, Annie.
Come sit down, Bob. No one's using this deck chair.
Oh, thanks, Ann. Well, this is a pleasant surprise. I didn't know you were on this ship.
Well, I didn't know you were aboard either, Bob. Your name doesn't appear on the passenger list.
And it's very inconvenient. For breakfast, all the steward would bring me was a bowl of borscht and a knockwurst sunny side up. You'll have to hurry if you want to get in. But how come you're on this ship, Anne? Have you been to Europe?
Yes, I made a picture in Munich, Bob, and then I took a long vacation. Paris, Rome, Bern, St. Moritz.
Been living it up, huh?
Oh, it's been heaven. And that scenery in Switzerland. Bob, you haven't lived till you've seen the Matterhorn, the Jungfrau, and the Weisshorn.
Yeah, and they got a lot of swell mountains over there, too, haven't they?
What brought you over here, Bob?
Oh, well, I've been making personal appearances in the English provinces. Blackpool, Haddonpool, Westpool, and Liverpool.
Sounds like you made quite a splash.
Yeah, there were a few pools I could have played, but I got tired of having my tuxedos made by Jansen. I also played the Palladium in London.
Oh, gee, Bob. Weren't you afraid to go there after what the critics did?
Oh, of course not. You forget I was born in England, and I played there often, and the critics were always nice to me before.
Well, what did they say about you this time?
How old are you? No, Anne, they were really very nice to me, I'm sure.
What do you mean, I'm sure?
Well, I didn't understand one thing they said. What's an orangutan? Anyway, Anne, it's going to be very pleasant making the crossing together. I'm glad you noticed me passing by.
Oh, I knew you right away, Bob. Now, who else would promenade the main deck of the Queen Mary wearing a checkered golf cap, pink sport shirt, black velvet petal pushers, and carpet slippers?
Well, it's more modest than the way I was going to come out.
How do you mean?
Well, my cabin boy told me the first day out, nobody dresses.
Beg pardon, Miss Baxter.
Oh, yes, Stuart.
Would you like a cup of hot consomme, ma'am?
No, thank you, Stuart.
The ship seems to be making good time. About how far out are we?
About 70 miles, sir. That's the Irish coast off the starboard bow.
The Irish coast? Oh, I don't see anything over there.
Off the starboard bow, sir. You're looking to port.
Oh, yes, I'm always mistaking starboard for port. I once went into a wine shop and drank 3 glasses of starboard before I noticed the difference.
Well, actually, it's quite easy to remember. When you're heading west, starboards to the north, ports to south. Heading east, starboards to south, ports to north. But when you're heading north, starboards to east, ports to west. And, when you're heading south, ports to east and starboards to west. Isn't it simple, sir?
Oh, perfectly simple.
Will that be all, sir?
Yes, go up in the poop deck and lie down. You must be pooped. Oh, pip, pip, cheerio. Take 2 pee bags out of petty cash. Thank you.
Oh, gee, Bob, wasn't he cute? I love traveling on English ships.
Oh, so do I. Come on, I'll show you around. Have you been up on the captain's bridge yet?
Well, no, Bob. The signs say passengers aren't allowed up there.
Oh, signs don't mean anything. Come on.
Here, you. Back to my office and work on these requisitions, Captain.
Yeah, very good, Mr. Trevor.
Is there all the chilly here in the bridge, sir? Wind's freshening a bit?
Yes, nippy. You might have Stuart prepare some tea.
Yeah, very good, sir.
I say, Crothers.
Yes, sir?
These people coming up the companionway, friends of yours?
Oh, no, sir. I never saw them before, sir.
Carry on. Carry on.
Yes, sir.
See, Anne, up here you get a wonderful view of the whole horizon. You see those big windows up there? That's the pilot house. Those officers are steering the ship.
Well, why does it take 2 of them, Bob?
Well, one of them handles the steering wheel and the other one shifts the gear. Some of these waves are pretty steep, you know.
Bob, I don't think we should be up here. That officer's glaring at us.
And we bought our tickets. Those folks are working for us. You there.
Yes?
Rolling right along, aren't we? What speed are we making?
30 knots.
Oh, fine. Keep going.
We plan to.
Attaboy, Shorty.
Come on, Bob. Let's get out of here. I think he's the captain.
Oh, no, he's probably the chief steward in charge of the cabins.
What do those four gold stripes on his sleeve mean?
Maybe he's in charge of the fourth class cabin.
Sir, I happen to be the captain of the ship.
Oh.
And this is the captain's bridge.
Oh?
And the sign says no passengers allowed. Did you read it?
Well, yes, but I have this card here. I thought it would entitle us to special consideration.
What is it? I don't have my glasses with me.
Well, I'm an honorary commodore on the Echo Park electric boat.
Well, I say now.
Oh, no, now, Captain, please don't get angry. We're leaving. Come on, Bob. Let's go back down to our own deck.
Okay. So long, Captain. Follow me, Ann. Let's go down on this side over here.
Oh, no. No, Bob. No, not over there.
What?
Oh.
Certainly, ma'am. We'll host!
Aye, sir!
Full speed ahead!
And here's Maggie Whiting singing D.O.D.
That I gave to you. Somehow I knew I'd lose them from the start. The tokens and the letters, you may keep them too, but send me COD, my broken heart. Just to say that we are through seems to be enough for you. But in that part where once in my heart there's empty space, it's sad and blue. The memories of each moment, you can keep them too, but send me COD, my broken heart. Through seems to be enough for you, but in that part where once was my heart, there's empty space, it's sad and blue. The memories of each moment, you can keep them too, but send me COD, my broken heart. Send me COD, my broken heart.
Let's go back a few days and return to Bob coming home from England on the liner, the Queen Mary. This is the fourth day at sea. It's a bright, sunny morning, and Bob is taking a brisk turn around the deck.
Up, two, three, four.
Morning, sir.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Crothers.
Taking a constitutional test.
Yes, sir. Oh, but after you've lived in Los Angeles, this ocean air is disappointing.
Disappointing, sir?
Yeah, there's nothing in it but salt.
I'm afraid I don't quite understand. But what does your Los Angeles air have in it, sir?
Oh, everything. Gas, oil, ashes, horse blankets, oil. I want to tell you a great joke I'm going to use at the ship's concert tonight. Tell me, why is Scotland Yard like those tight pants the captain wears?
The captain's pants, sir? Do you intend referring to Captain Isherwood Ellington's trousers, sir?
Actually? Now, don't snap your crumpet. It's just a joke, Mr. Crothers. See you later, Crothers. Thank you very much. You've been great fun. Thanks a heap up to here.
Americans.
Come on, Ann. Let's go out on the deck and see what kind of a day it is.
I'm looking for that book Bob loaned me. I'll bring it along and return it to him.
Bob seems to be around all the time. I just don't know what you're seeing in.
Well, I always considered Bob gay, witty, amusing, suave, sophisticated, intelligent.
Really?
Yes. Then I met him. Well, maybe he isn't all those things, but Bob has something else.
Yeah?
What? Well, as the French say, Bob is un homme du monde, un brave homme.
What does that mean in English?
Somebody goofed. Well, let's go. Come in.
May I have a word with you, Miss Baxter?
Why, of course, Mr. Crothers. What is it?
Well, it's that Mr. Hope, miss. You see, I'm the one who booked him for the trip, and it's put me in bad with the captain. Everything Mr. Hope does, the captain blames me.
Well, what's Bob done?
Well, you see, miss, here on the Queen Mary, we frown on a passenger washing his clothes by lowering them out the porthole and letting them drag behind the ship.
Bob did that?
Oh, it was worse after the clothes got dry. The Ile-de-France passed us and wired the Coast Guard. She thought we were flying distress signals.
Well, go on, what else?
Well, Mr. Hope was fishing yesterday, and he fell overboard again.
Oh, well, Bob caught a shark, and it pulled him in.
No, it wasn't a shark.
Well, what was it then?
He hooked a lady passenger down on sea deck, and her girdle snapped him over the rail.
And all this is nothing compared with what Mr. Hope plans to do at the ship's concert tonight. I'll get sacked for sure. He's going to tell a nasty joke about the captain. Mr. Hope's going to say, why is a pair of pants as big as Scotland Yard?
I give up. Why is a pair of pants as big as Scotland Yard?
Because the captain's in them.
I say. It's quite good. I never got it before.
Well, I hope you don't lose your job, Mr. Crothers.
Oh, Miss Baxter, if only there was some way to keep Mr. Hope away from the ship's concert tonight.
Oh, wait a minute. I can do that.
You think you can keep Mr. Hope busy?
With all due modesty, I can guarantee it.
It's nice sitting here in your cabin and chatting like this, but the ship's concert must be half over.
Oh, so what?
Well, shouldn't we go up and join the others?
No, just lean back and relax, Bob. Let me stroke your forehead.
Yeah, but I got some wonderful jokes to tell.
You can tell the jokes to me. What are they?
Funny, I don't remember now. I don't get it. What is all this, anyway?
Don't you know what it means when a girl wants to keep you all to herself?
No, I don't. My father told me about the birds and the bees, but he never got around to girls.
Can't you see what's making me act like this, Bob? It's you. You. You.
Me? Me? Me?
It's always been you, Bob. Put your arms around me.
Gee.
No. Don't you want to press my lips?
Why? Are they wrinkled? This. It must be this new perfume I'm wearing.
What is it?
Nighttime in Fresno. I just use a dab here, a dab there, a dab here, and a dab there. As a matter of fact, I have to keep moving or I'll leave a puddle. But, Anne, I still don't understand.
Oh, darling, hold me in your arms.
Well,
Baby, you're not going to fight this, are you?
No, I'm not even mad at him. Gee, Ann, I never
happened?
Oh, excuse me, Bob.
Huh?
Hello?
Miss Baxter, Crothers here, the purser man.
Oh, yes?
Well, I'm on duty up on deck, and I hear that the ship's concert is just ending. Thanks awfully for keeping Mr. Hope away.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Crothers.
Well, cheerio.
Cheerio.
You know, Anne, honey, I've been thinking it over, and you're right. You and I are soulmates.
Oh, well, let's talk about it some other time, Bob. Good night.
Good night. I'm just getting warmed up. Come here to Daddy, honey.
Well, what for?
Honey, I'm not puckered up like this just to wet a thread or anything.
No. Please go, Bob. Don't be a nuisance.
Nuisance? A minute ago, I was your stick of dynamite. Who cut the fuse?
Please. Oh, pardon me. Hello?
Hey, Crothers here again.
Oh, yes, Mr. Crothers.
I'm terribly sorry to keep ringing you up like this, Miss Baxter, but I'm afraid I made an error. The ship's concert hasn't ended yet after all.
Uh-oh. Is it still going on?
Oh, yes, Miss Baxter. And I wonder if you would continue.
Yes,
to...
I'll do it. Goodbye, Mr. Crothers. Bob.
Good night, Anne. I'll be seeing you around sometime.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, I'm leaving. I don't have to have a house fall on me, you know.
Oh, honey lamb, baby.
Come?
Oh, you can't go. Come now, sit down beside me.
Yeah, but I thought that...
Foolish boy, don't you know real passion when you see it?
Yeah, but I can't keep up with the weather reports around here. 1 minute I'm lying under a palm tree with a Cuba Libra in my hand... And the next minute, I'm in Alaska in my BVD.
What's the matter, honey? I'm sending. Aren't you receiving?
Yes, but this alternating current throws me.
Oh, excuse me, Bob. Oh, Mr. Crothers.
Oh, I just... popped around to tell you the ship's concert really is all over this time.
Oh, what a pity, Bob. And you didn't get to tell your joke.
Oh, I wasn't going to tell him at the ship's concert.
You weren't?
Oh, no, I'm saving him to tell at the captain's party, and that doesn't begin for an hour yet.
Thank you, Phil. Folks, I had the chance of being with our Boy Scouts at that big jamboree. You know, these boys are from every nation in the world, and I want to tell you what's really thrilling. Sort of United Nations in short pants. Scouting teaches everything that is American. Loyalty, self-reliance, tolerance, democracy. Yes, sir, the Boy Scouts of America, the Boy Scouts the world over, will have the opportunity to help make or break this crazy planet of ours. And I feel certain they'll succeed as a force for good in developing better relationships, more universal understanding. If we would all live up to the Scout laws to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, I'd guarantee the very best prospects for a brighter future. Peace and harmony throughout the world. All this I promise gladly if we put our trust where it can well be placed in the Boy Scouts of America.
Bob Hope's message was delivered on the occasion of this Boy Scout week. Stay tuned for more from Bob as tonight he's featured on The Golden Days of Radio, coming up next.